Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to Sportcast, the sports update on First Post. You're listening to Brian. It's the 11th of October 2018. Indian athletes continue to do well at the 2018 Youth Olympics in Argentina. On Wednesday, shooter Saurabh Chaudhary claimed a gold in the 10-meter air pistol event, while table tennis player Archana Kamath had a stunning run that saw her make the semifinals. 16-year-old Saurabh dominated the first round of his event, shooting 244.2 to earn the gold. He finished a full 7.5 points clear of South Korea's Sung Yoon-ho, who claimed the silver with 236.7 points. Switzerland's Sulari Jason took the bronze with 215.6. Chaudhary scored 10 points an amazing 18 times en route to his win. Before these games, he also won gold medals at the Asian Games as well as the Junior ISSF World Championship. 18-year-old Archana Kamath became the first Indian to enter the semifinals of the Youth Olympics. She beat Ning Jing of Azerbaijan 4-3 to enter the semis. She then lost to second seed Jingxia Sun from China 1-4 in a tense semi-final. Sun won the first three games 11-3, 11-7 and 11-6. With her back to the wall, Archana fought back valiantly in the fourth game. She took a 5-0 lead and dominated Jingxia to win it 11-1. Sun made a comeback in the fifth game to win 11-5 and qualify for the final. There were some more medal-winning performances from Indian athletes at the Asian Para Games 2018. Archer Harvinder Singh won the gold in the men's individual recurve event. Monu Ganges claimed the silver in the men's discus throw event, while Mohammad Yasir brought home a bronze in the men's shot putt event. Harvinder defeated Xiao Lixiu of China 6-0 in the W2ST category recurve final to finish in first place. The W2 category covers athletes with paraplegia, diplegia or double leg amputation below the knee, requiring a wheelchair. The ST category is for archers with limited impairment and who may take aim without needing a wheelchair. Harvinder's win took India's gold medal tally at the Games to 7. Monu Ganges finished second in the F11 category discus throw event to win the silver medal. The F11 category deals with visual impairment. Monu's throw of 35.89 meters on his third attempt earned him second place behind Iran's Olad Mahdi, who set a new Asian as well as a Games record with a 42.37 meter throw. Mohammad Yasir, who competed in the men's shot putt F46 category, claimed the bronze with a throw of 14.22 meters. The F46 category of disability covers upper limb deficiency, impaired muscle power or impaired range movement. China's Wei Yinlong took the gold with a 15.67 meter throw that set the game's record. Mansur Baev Ravil of Kazakhstan won the silver with a 14.66 meter throw. West Indies cricket captain Jason Holder hit out at critics, saying even a superior Caribbean team of the 1990s that included Brian Lara could not win a test series in India. West Indies last drew a test series against India in 1994 when Lara scored 91 at Mohali. The Windies team received a fair bit of flack after their below-par performance in the first test at Rajkot. They lost by an innings and 272 runs. Former West Indies captain Carl Hooper said, "Youngsters in the island nations are interested only in T20 contracts but did not take any names." Holder hit back saying, and I quote, "We are playing the number one team, India, in their backyard. And history would show we haven't won a test match here since 1994. And if you look at the players who came through West Indies cricket, I think Brian Lara and these greats have been playing all that time." End quote. He added, and I quote, "A lot has been said about this test team in particular. Things that I'm not in agreement with. Because we have beaten top sides in the last 2-3 series that we've played. We probably haven't won as many series as we'd like. Within the last year, I think we've won 2 out of 4 or 5 series we've played. So I don't understand why people would be this harsh towards us." End quote. The skipper also disagrees with the theory during the rounds that West Indies could go the Bangladesh way and concentrate on one format, maybe ODI or T20. He said, and I quote, "I would disagree with that. If you look at our history in the last 3, 4, 5 years, our suited format has ideally been T20 cricket and second would be test cricket. We are really struggling in ODI cricket for the last 10 years. I think the bright spots in the last 2 or 3 years have been in test cricket." Some news from the Pro Kabaddi League. U Mumba beat Jaipur Pink Panthers 39-32 after staging a strong comeback. The first half of the match was about U Mumba's attack and Jaipur's defence. Umumba scored 8 raid points but only 3 tackle points. Jaipur, on the other hand, managed only 2 raid points but scored 7 tackle points. Jaipur was leading 7-2 just 6 minutes into the match. They inflicted the first all-out of the match in the 9th minute to take the score to 11-5. However, in the second half, the Pink Panthers squandered their healthy first half advantage. Umumba fought back to win the match, with Siddharth Desai scoring 13 raid points and Rohit Balian scoring another 7 raid points.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.